Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
TV presenter Kirsty Alsop has defended letting her 15-year-old son travel around Europe with his teenage friend.
He's a very sensible young man. He's never been in trouble at school. And so when he said, I want to do this, I thought, right, OK, good on you. I struggled on an emotional level that I knew I'd be not seeing him for quite a lot of this summer. So as a parent, it's always that thing of, oh, I want to be with my child. Mm. Or is it good for them to do their own thing? Cars and drugs are the things I worry about. Travel is not something that I worry about. And a lot of us think that the world has got worse and that things are more dangerous. And actually, they're not.
So that's the location presenter talking on BBC Radio 4's Today programme about her decision, because it's actually sparked a lot of controversy on social media in the UK. Some people talking about the fact they thought her son was too young. So Kirsty Alsop came out and, as you heard, defended the decision and explained why she let the young lad go off with his friend and travel across parts of Europe. I want to know, though, how young is too young to travel? And would you actually stop your teenagers from going abroad for the summer? 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. Lisa O'Sullivan Shaw, who you'll know as Modern Irish Mom on Instagram, is with us on the programme today. Lisa, I know you have a couple of boys coming up to that age. Would you let them travel Europe at 15?
Hi, Andrea. In one short answer, and I'm very much a parent that has each their own and all that, but not a hope in hell.
Really?
Not a hope in hell. Not at 15. I don't care how mature they are. They mentally do not develop fully. Their brain doesn't develop fully until you're in your mid-20s. And if you think back of things you did in your teens, and even in your 20s, it's like, oh my God, thank God social media wasn't around. But from a safety aspect, no way. Not in my house anyway. What anyone else does in their own house, it's fine. I've no opinion on other people's houses. What they do is their own business. But no, not for my sons. And my sons aren't far off that age.
Yeah, one of them is quite close, isn't he, to 15?
Yeah. My eldest is 13. And then 11 and a half, 10 and 9.
Okay.
And all boys as well. So, you know, and you can say, you know, oh, they've never been in trouble. They never give you bother. They're great boys. And, you know, I did hear Kirsty's chat there, you know, that he wanted to do this. My boys want to, you know, they want to play from Real Madrid. So that means that doesn't mean we're going to move to Spain in the morning.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of differences between wants and needs. And I think as parents, you have to put the foot down and differentiate between wants and needs. And this is a want. And that's fine if that suits her family, if she can sleep.
Yeah.
with her 15-year-old off in Europe, but no way in hell is
now
that
she did say
house.
In the piece that, you know, he's a really sensible young lad, never been in any kind of trouble, and it was something he really wanted to do, and he was heading off with his friend. And I think from the more extended part actually of that interview on the Today programme, I think his the young lad he was travelling with, who's also 15, I think his mum or one of the parents had some form of a, I don't want to call it a tracker, but probably had, you know, was able to access the location settings and knew, you know, certainly had access to where the young lad was. I don't think Kirsty did, but I suppose kind of by default to a certain extent, you know, she could know where they were. But you just think, no, it's 15 is too young.
No way. And it's just, you, that's fine. You can track where they are, but you're not tracking as parents as well. I think there's just too much leeway given nowadays. 15 is still a child. You know, and especially like I have all sons, you know, they might be the best boys, you know, to your knowledge, but, you know, that's not to say outside influences in somewhere else that you have no knowledge of who they're interacting with, what they're doing. They can say, yeah, Mum, I'm going to bed and we had a great day today and we're going to bed at, you know, 12 o'clock at night, out till 4 or 5 in the morning with random strangers as children. They are still children. You know, it's just, as I said, every parent is to their own, and this will be a very mixed thing where people say, absolutely, let them off, you know, no problem. And that's fine. If that's fine,
you know your own
house,
child.
You know your own child, but...
Steve Cummins is with us too, Lisa. Stay on the line if you don't mind. Steve, you're a dad of two, is that right? Would you let them...
I'm a Well, yes, and I have done.
Oh, come on!
Yeah, my eldest now is 20. He's just about to turn 21, and he's in Prague on Erasmus. My youngest is, he just, literally, 2 days after he turned 16, he flew to Prague. Now, his brother was collecting him, was meeting him at the airport, so it wasn't like, you know, he was just thrown. But, I mean, we literally gave him a hug in the airport, and off he went, and he wandered off by himself. You hit the nail on the head. You know your own child, right? Or your young person, because honestly, at 15 and 16, I mean, lads now, I mean, especially now, when I first heard this story, my first thought was it a girl? And nothing to do with what I think that men and women aren't as tough and brave and strong as each other. But I just know that, you know, young women come under a lot more, you know, what's predatory behavior than young men do. But I reared my sons to be strong, confident, independent young men. I had them both. They were both in martial arts from a young age. So like my eldest got his black belt in Taekwondo at 16. And there's always a trust element. I mean, it's so much easier now. I remember when I literally finished my leaving cert many, many years ago at 12 o'clock. I finished the exam at noon, and at 1 o'clock I was on a bus to go to England to fly to New York to then head down to Wisconsin to go on this summer camp thingy, traveling all by myself. I'd never done it before. And there was no contact with family. Like, I think we had two letters over the whole time and maybe one phone call from a payphone. Whereas now, yes, although if I was Kirsty, I would have insisted that the kid turns on his location for me on the phone. But I mean, you can check in any hour of the day or night on FaceTime.
It's a different time, yeah.
Where they are,
do you know, it's funny
how they're doing.
When you mentioned that about whether or not you do it if it was daughter, she was actually asked about that in the interview. You know, would she have allowed her daughter to do the same at 15 if she had a girl? And she said she would have absolutely exactly have made the same call. She said girls do face different dangers, but statistically boys are more at danger from violent attacks from strangers. The dangers girls come across, as we all know, are often from people that they know. But she said that if it was, you know, if she'd a daughter, she'd allowed her make the same call at 15 and go.
Well, I've always said that, because I have two sons, if I had had a daughter, I would have had her in a martial art
in
at a very young age.
As well.
In the same way, and I'm not saying that a martial art's a panacea and a cure-all. Mm. I mean, my job as a teacher, as a parent, has been to prepare my sons to become adults. I remember getting my driver's license renewed in Santry in the driving license place, and I saw this big lad, he was about 6'3", coming in with his mother, and she had all his forms and all his whatever to get, not his provisional, his actual driving license, right? And I was going, and she literally, the lad never said a word, she was dealing with everything, and I was going,
she spoke
you're
for him.
Failing this lad. Yeah, don't. I mean, the point is, from when a very young age, I've always been, and my wife and I, we had a couple of times we'd log our heads about, I'd give them a bit more freedom, let them go a little bit farther away from the house, let them go a little bit, say initially it was, when they're really small, you can go up as far as the tree line at the top of the green. A little bit older then, you can go to the local shop. A little bit older than that, you can go to the village, but only part of the village, and so on. So, I mean, my job has always been to prepare them. So I know my sons are prepared.
Yeah.
My youngest, my eldest... Go on, sorry. Go on.
Yeah, no. I take your point completely on it. I just wanted to bring in Lucy Stee for a moment. You've teenagers too. Would you let them into rail at 15, Lucy?
No.
Not at all.
No, and I agree with both Stephen and Lisa. So I'm on here quite a lot. I have four kids ranging between 16 and 11. And so I have three teenagers now. The two girls are 16 and 14. And I actually talk about this. What they thought about and the 14-year-old, she'd buy and sell you all day long. I'm in Stephen's camp on we are raising adults, not children. So you have to give them a certain amount of freedom, a certain amount of responsibility, because they have to learn how to be adults. However, would I have allowed Ali at 15 to go into railing? No, I wouldn't have.
Definitely not.
Definitely not. I think maybe different. I've had my 14-year-old next year. She's doing junior cert this year, so at the end of it, she's going over to her own two friends of mine for 2 weeks.
Mm. But that's kind of different, though, isn't it? You're being connected probably at the airport or something.
She is getting on the plane on her own, but I also have to sign her onto the plane because she's under 16.
Do you know why?
She has to be signed out at the other side.
Right.
I take foreign students into my... So I have 14 and 15-year-olds coming to me during the summer. And God bless them now. they wouldn't, I barely trust them to go across the road. Like, they're still quite young.
Yeah. Well, you have a good insight into this if you take in other students.
I take in students who are that age from other countries. And yes, there is occasion. This year we had a Spanish lad who was 15 and unbelievable kid. Unbelievable lad. Like, so independent, was very self-assured. So there is an element of that, yes, the child. But would I be a walking wreck the whole time they were away, no matter how good the kids are? They don't have, at 15, they don't have the knowledge, life experience to know what to do when they find themselves in a situation.
In bother, just on that, actually, Breen is with us on the line. Because, Breen, you went into railing at 16.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Yeah, I did indeed. Like, I was just going to, I can understand the argument from both sides, but I think it's very, very individual based on the kid themselves or the teenager. Like, kids come from all different types of, you know, backgrounds, etc. You know what I mean? They have completely different life experiences. One 15-year-old could be completely green when another one could buy it and sell you and you think they were in their 30s. Do you know what I mean?
So how did you get around your folks then?
Similar to what the other chap was saying, my dad was very much of the kind of ilk of, I was the eldest, so I was always raised to be the adult.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it was very much the, no, you're being raised for the real world, and I'm over mid-30 now. So it was a good few years ago, I suppose, when I suppose 15, 16, 17-year-olds were, we were probably a little bit more older than 15, 16-year-olds are now, if you understand, because I've got siblings who are not far off that age. Mm. And, but yeah, my dad is like, he wants to go. It's Interrail. And my dad did it when he was younger. He was like, right, they can go anywhere in Europe, but they can only go on certain routes. We know where they're going to be. This is before data roaming and free phones.
I was going to say, did you have to check in or anything?
Yeah, so that was the rule. Every station or hospital you landed in, you lifted the payphone, you rang home and went, you know, I'm in Bruges, or I'm in, you know, I'm in the south of Italy or wherever, like, you know what I mean? But it was amazing. And there was a mix of us. Like, I was 16. There was one of the lads was barely gone 16. Two of the girls were 18, and they kind of became de facto parents for the rest of them. But the big thing was that we all came back from that a lot more mature than, say, some of our classmates who we would have bumped into, like, later on in the summer and stuff. Do you know what I mean? That were still kind of acting the kid, I suppose, you know? So I do think it's very dependent on the kids. We were...
Yeah, who they are.
We were all quite mature. We all worked part-time, you know what I mean? When we were, from the time we were 15 or 16, we all kind of, you know, we'd already done maybe like two summers working part-time.
Yeah, you had money and you were probably able to do it. Are you convinced Keith Walsh, of course, writer and broadcaster Keith Walsh is with us too, would you let them go at 15?
100%. 100%, yeah. I think that, like, a lot of the conversation, even just your last caller, as a young man, he went and he said, one of the things he said that I noticed was that he said that, like, that was when back then, when 15, 16-year-olds were older than 15, 16-year-olds are now. And I think that's quite telling, because we treat children differently and we then label them snowflakes. We allowed children much more freedom. Children's world have become a lot smaller, and we need to go back to those days. We've convinced ourselves that the world is a much more dangerous place, when in fact it's a much safer place. And we should be opening the world up to children at a younger age. And it's not that the children, I mean, definitely it's down to the child. If they're 15, they're not going to ask to go interrailing if they're not ready. We should give them more agency. And we should be giving them more freedom much earlier. It shouldn't be a case that at 15, they want to go interrailing and it's their first experience of going on a train. They should be already going into Dublin or the nearest big town or the nearest big city regularly with their friends or whatever. Like, we should be giving them these freedoms a lot earlier, so when they get to 15 and 16, that if they do say they want
to go, that
they're able to do it. And the world is we're making parents and society and you know, we're making the world smaller for children when we should be making it bigger, because
giving
it's
them, more
than it ever has been.
More independence. It's a fascinating conversation. A lot of reaction actually to this today. I might come back to the text in a few moments. It's 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. Keith, Breen, Lucy, Lisa and Steve, thanks a million though for getting in touch with us today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.